Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in with our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW! Internet, TV, and phone. James, how you doing on this Sunday morning? I'm happy to have our weekly breakfast show. That's all that matters to me. Yeah. That's
good. It's good to hear your voice, JP. I love the instinct coming back, too. I'm a fan.
Yeah, that wasn't me that chose that. But I think it's appropriate, all things considered, you know, like James Rapine is back. Backstreet Boys are back. Wait, was it Backstreet Boys or NSYNC right there? I think that was Backstreet Boys.
Was it Backstreet? Okay.
You got your 90s boys bands wrong, which is actually probably a good thing for you, because I don't think you want to be right in those conversations if we're going to be honest with ourselves. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's no doubt. At least I was close, right? NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. They're, six on one hand, half a dozen in the other, right?
No, I think you were saying it wrong intentionally, because you don't want, you're trying to hide what a big boy band fan and you know how big you were with that in the 90s. All right.
I was kind of dancing when you came back from break, I'm not gonna lie.
All right, so James, I made a comparison before you hopped on, and I want to hear whether or not you think this is accurate, because you are more than just our Indians beat reporter. You also dive deep into the football world.
No doubt.
I believe that Yasiel Puig is Odell Beckham Jr. in one important category, and one important category only, okay? So not in skill set. I'm not saying that. You know, Puig never won a gold glove. He never hit 30 home runs. I'm not even saying from a team aspect either. Odell has never had success. Puig has played in a World Series. You know, one defected from Cuba under hardships. The other went to the same high school as Peyton Manning. Like, they're different, obviously. But
personality-wise,
there's a lot of similarities. And where I feel there's the biggest similarity is that both players just needed a fresh new start in order to try to wipe away what some past transgressions and what people nationally think about them as far as their perception is concerned. Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. Yeah, I think so. And you're seeing that with Puig, that a smaller market in Cincinnati was a nice landing spot for him. And then obviously he comes up 4 hours north and joins a potential playoff team and a legitimate contender. And he's been, by all accounts, in Cincinnati from the people I've talked to and now here, a great guy in the clubhouse. And when you look at Odell Beckham Jr., sometimes you're in the pressure cooker. That is the New York media, the New York limelight. And while he's still a superstar, I mean, I think he's the biggest star in the NFL. Even though he's still that, I think sometimes going to a new place, Midwest, it's a perfect place to restart. So yeah, I'm with you. I think they're similar, not in skill set necessarily, but just needing a change. And they both got it. And we'll see if Odell Beckham Jr. can have the impact, I'd say, that Yasiel Puig has had on two different franchises this year.
Well, on top of that, they're both just really fun to watch, James. They're both fun. Mm-hmm. They're both exciting. They're both a lightning rod, and they're infectious, you know? And Yasiel Puig is not supposed to be the best player on this team. Nobody's asking him to be. He's not even the best part of that trade. That'll be Franmil Reyes. But he, over this weekend, I don't know how you can be an Indians fan and not buy into what he's selling.
Yeah. He's been great. I mean, he's made life, and I wrote about this yesterday on the website, like he's made life easier on Jose Ramirez. He's certainly made life easier on Terry Francona. And think about it. Before they traded for him, it was a legitimate, like, statement, thought, feeling amongst the fan base, amongst the media was, oh, don't trade for Yasiel Puig. Who knows how he's going to fit in this clubhouse? He's going to disrupt this clubhouse. And it's been the exact opposite of that. He's fit in well. And been a big reason why the Indians surged back and got into a tie for first place. And obviously, we'll see if they do it again today and get the final game here against the Twins. But Puig has been everything they could have asked for and more. It's only been 10 games, but he's delivered.
So where I continue on with my Odell Beckham Jr., Yasiel Puig narrative here, and feel free to steal it later on and put it on Twitter for yourself. I haven't seen anyone do this before, so this is, I feel like I'm breaking ground here. But One thing that is similar that is not in a positive light is that I wonder about both when adversity hits. Now, Yasiel Puig may be able to bypass adversity because the Indians could just stay on top of the Central or get back on the top today and then just coast for the next 2 months, and then Yasiel Puig leaves at the end of the season, good or bad. But does that worry you with Yasiel about what could happen if things aren't sunshine and roses?
Not really. Just because I think even if he does get down on himself or he does meet some kind of personal struggles or maybe the team starts to struggle, they've been through that. So Terry Francona knows how to navigate that. Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez has certainly had his ups and downs this year. So this team, its leaders, they've been through it. So to me, yeah, Puig, could he get down on himself after a bad stretch personally? Yeah, I could see that, but I don't think that it's ever going to get to the point, regardless of team success or lack of it, where Puig is hurting the team. I just don't. I think it's too strong of a clubhouse. I think, and the other thing is he's in a contract year. He can't do that. He needs to think dollar signs every morning, and I know that's got to be motivating because he had this perception that followed him from Los Angeles, and he's kind of trying to debunk that a bit. So you're right. I think, honestly, it wouldn't be good for the Indians to struggle, but if they did struggle and Puig could show that he could be one of the leaders and keep his head, then I think it might benefit him this offseason when he goes to get that contract from someone.
James, I have no one else to ask this question to, and so I'm going to ask it to you right now because this is my platform and this is what I do in this scenario. But June 17th, 2017, Yasiel Puig gave the double bird to two Indians fans, and nobody wants to talk about this incident. I remember when it happened vividly, and everyone was so upset at Yasiel Puig. We were so livid at Yasiel Puig for the double bird heard around the world, and no one wants to talk. No one wants to bring it up. No one wants to mention it. Like, I've forgiven Yasiel for it because, frankly, I think the fans had it coming, to be honest. I feel like they heckled him enough that he deserved to go ahead and flip him the double birds. But if you're those two Indians fans, should you harbor that hate? Like, how do you move forward with this?
Yeah, it's no, you should. Well, I'm not going to tell a fan how to feel, but yeah, I think it is kind of funny that it's just kind of forgotten. A few people have mentioned it, you know, but no one is really holds it against him. And I think part of that has to do with what he's done this year. He's become extremely likable. I think that's a good way to describe him. He's been funny, silly on social media. He's bought into the Reds and now the Indians completely. I mean, it's, you know, dyeing his hair, like the little actions he does from his Instagram stories and all of that. So, yeah, I think people just see all of that and they want to like him. And he is likable and they just want to forget it. But, no, your question was basically, should those two fans forgive him?
Yeah, I just wanted you to talk about it. I don't need like an actual real answer out of you. I thought you did a good enough job there, to be honest. I was like, all right, satisfied.
It's interesting. If anything, I would brag about it. I'd be like, man, he gave me the bird. You know, it would be like that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I was a jerk at a baseball game to the point where an outfielder
Yeah, the actions leading up to it. I'm not even up to date on those, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, usually when that happens from an athlete, there's a reason, you know, it's because they've said the wrong thing. The fans said the wrong thing.
Jason Kipnis, I thought, had good comments after the game yesterday, talking about how you still have seven more games after this series. It's not life or death, but it's one we'd like to come in, especially after winning the first two and make a statement by winning three. With Minnesota throwing their top pitcher, us throwing Savali, how important is a win today?
I think it would be huge. I think that's a good way to put it. It would be a statement win. You've already got two, so you're not going to feel bad if you don't get another one. But if you get greedy and you get another one, you enter a week tied atop the AL Central, and it would be it would kind of set a tone, I would say, for sure. And I get it. It's not going to determine who's going to win the division. They have seven more games after today. All that. I totally understand it. They could get swept by the Red Sox after winning today and not be atop the Central. But, yeah, I think it would set a tone and really just show the Twins, hey, don't forget about us. We just beat you with Aaron Civale on the mound, and you had your top starter on the mound. And the good news is, if you're the Indians, since Clevinger and Bieber handled business, and you got those first two, you shouldn't feel super pressure. You shouldn't feel a lot of pressure today to get this one. The pressure's on the Twins. This is the one they need because they're throwing out their ace. So it'll be interesting to see, but the Indians have certainly put themselves in a good position after winning the first two games of the series.
No doubt about it. He's our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. Thank you so much for popping on and giving us a couple minutes, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you again tomorrow because I am doing the night show tomorrow, so we'll have to do another baseball conversation, okay?
I'm in. My phone will not leave my side. Thanks, JP.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate you. He is James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, again brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone.